Move to approve checks numbers 455676 through 455728, no warrants and one journal entry.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for executive session on July 22nd, 2019.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 22nd, 2019.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fill dirt agreement for J.R. Lawrence.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it for unlimited?
I'm good with it, yes.
Is it for unlimited?
Yeah.
Move to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between J.R. Lawrence and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Second one, unlimited?
Yes.
You're good with it?
Yes.
Move to approve the fill dirt agreement by and between Sam Yarnell and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Akers, are you taking notes on this? And we're just getting them.
Bid recommendations for tax mailing services number 201906-430.
Thank you, Commissioners. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is in reference to bid number 201906-430 for tax mailing statement services. As requested by the Taney County Collector, I released this bid on June the 22nd and closed last week. It's quite an extensive undertaking, a little bit unusual this year for the responses that we received. Numerous questions and inquiries. I mention that for the purpose of simply explaining why or the results that the collectors come up with on this. We did receive responses from five different companies. The current provider, Ozark Mailing Services, in an adjusted amount of $25,950 is going to be our recommendation this morning. Each of you have a copy of my recommendation form, which I can read into the record if you'd like. But other than that, with the attached spreadsheet, I'll just turn it over to Mona in case there's any questions. The benefits of continuing the service by recommending Ozark Mailing Services, is that they're familiar with the process. Obviously, they have software in place that there's no additional charges that we would incur upon. But I'll let Mona explain that.
Okay. In 2015, I believe it was the first time we had went out for bid for this service, and Ozark Mailing has worked with Ulrich Software. Ulrich was in place in another county that used Ozark Mailing, so they were able to tap onto existing programming. He said just kind of tweaked it, and it was about $500 or $600 to do that. But these other four companies that have bid in addition to Ozark Mailing are not in a county that uses the Ulrich software. So when I contacted our programmer, he said it cost about $2,800 to get it set up. So I added that to the bid amounts and came up with a subtotal. And then I'd also ask if they were able to provide envelopes, what their cost of envelopes would be, even though it wasn't a mandatory part of the bid. And so I removed the envelope cost because I can buy those on my own here locally anyway. So that's where I came up with the final totals. We can go with the subtotal or the final totals, but I still recommend Ozark Mailing. They are local. We do other mailings throughout the year, and if I have 7 trays of mail or more, I can call them. They can come pick it up, or I can take it up. That way I get the additional savings on postage. I believe they're giving me at cost at 0.383, whereas if I ran it through the mailing, I would be paying 50 cents. So there is there is that, and just that they are our local, so if I need to run up or they need to run down, that's easy enough for us to do. And knowing that the program has already been tested and working for us is a bonus to me.
I'll throw in that all of this information that Mona just gave you was included in our bid specifications. The details, the explanations, instructions, and requirements were quite extensive. Anything that was left out was followed up with an addendum of 26 questions that we answered, including clarification on the need for all, including the clarification on the need for all bid responses to be compatible with our existing system. So there's no secrets. I'm sure there'll be some unhappy vendors when they get the results, but because they did a lot of work to get these bids to us, and we appreciate that always.
On the envelopes, are we able to buy the envelopes?
If you have a mic and you turn it up or talk into it.
Talking into it? Is that better?
The microphones are mainly for recording purposes only, sir. So the talking into a microphone is really not going to help other than outside in the hallway.
Envelopes?
The envelopes. Why is there such a discrepancy in the price differences?
I'm not sure. Okay. It could be just the bulk. No. You know, the larger company may buy a lot more. I just usually buy 50,000 at a time as I'm needing it for our mailing. I've got a quote from here local in town too, and it came in a little bit less even than Ozark mailings. And Ozark mailing was going to use the same one here in town as well.
Okay. Do you have any questions on?
Is this agreement for 36 months?
Yes. Okay. After we're asking for a motion vote to approve, once you approve that subsequent agreement that I submit as a draft will be for 36 months with an additional 1-year renewal after that.
Okay.
Move to award bid number 201906-340 to Ozark Mailing Services out of Springfield, Missouri.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will notify the vendors and get a contract draft to Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you. Board appointments, Airport Board.
Is that move to appoint Carl Sparks to the Airport Board for the available position.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Intergovernmental dispatch agreement with Western Taney County. FPD 2019-19-086S. And I have a letter dated July 25th, 2019 from our commission's attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement by and between Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Taney County Sheriff's Department to provide dispatching services for Fire Protection District.
Is there any changes on that, Sheriff?
I've not seen this one. I'm assuming there's no changes.
It says it's the same, just changes the new term for July 31st, 19-21. So, move to approve the agreement by and between Western Taney County Fire Protection Services and Taney County Sheriff's Department.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personal property add-on report for June of 2019.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This here's the add-on report for personal property that bring to you every month for your review and to add to the minutes.
I think Chris Burnt was wanting to be here for the last one. Sheriff? Chris Burnt was wanting to be here for the last one. Does he need to be? Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property report for June 2019 as presented by Taney County Clerk's Office.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you all. That's all I have for today.
Thank you.
Thank you. CAPO discussion.
Real quick, do you guys mind? We have one thing that's after you guys.
Do you mind if we hear that real quick, that way
the rest of the morning can be dedicated solely to what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take up MoDOT monthly update. She's coming.
They're all here to see you, by the way.
I knew it. I'm so popular. Okay, hopefully all the phones are turned off. Not in the microphone there. Beth Schaller with your every other month update on what's going on with us. As far as construction goes, we've just finished up some, or in the process of finishing up some paving on 176 and Double E in the Rockaway Beach area. If you've been down there, lots of black pavement with the little tabs, reflective tabs up. Striping will probably happen in the next week or two. They usually let it set a little bit before they stripe it. We also have a chip seal on 176 between Spokane and 65 scheduled for this summer. I believe that's at least a month out, so just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Big project coming up in the Springfield area. We've got the last phase of the 65 rebuild. This is the third phase. This will be from Sunshine down to the large interchange there at James River Freeway. That'll be starting August 4th, so next week, going through the fall. That will be a complete shutdown of sections of the roadway while they're working on it. So very extensive plan for detours and lots of communication with the public on that. So the big thing we've talked about repeatedly is the Long Creek Bridge, which will be replaced in 2022. No changes on that. We're working on plans. We have decided to go with the southern alignment and leave the existing bridge open during construction. We got a lot of feedback from the public on that, probably over 200-300 people at our public meeting on that. So that's what our plan is there. And that's about it. We do have an overlay scheduled on 65 in 2021. And the reason I bring that up is we are adding some small amount of safety funds to that project. So you will, when we come through with the overlay in 2021, we're going to do some upgrades there at the Saddlebrook curves, some extensions of some turn lanes, probably at 176, A and BB. That area. So that'll be coming up, but it's a couple of years from now. So on our home front, we have a new district engineer. His name's Steve Campbell. He's been with our district throughout his career, so he's basically home-raised. He's very familiar with the construction and project delivery side of the house, but I think he'll be good overall. He's very good at negotiating and standing his ground, so I think we've got a good representative there for our district. We did get awarded an infra grant. We'd applied for over $2 million in infra grant for the Rocheport Bridge, along with 250 other bridges within the state of Missouri. We got $81.2 million. So we will be moving forward with that Rocheport Bridge project, and that enables us to there was an agreement made with the legislature that they agreed to bond $301 million worth of additional bridges. So that will move forward.